Welcome to the game. I'm your host, Neil, aka Neo Mamba Out on Xbox Live. The game is a bi-weekly podcast for all you diehard 2K fans out there, where we cover a variety of topics and sprinkle in a healthy dose of NBA news and opinion. True to the form, the game is split into four topics, or is referred to here, quarters. It's May 3rd, 2018, and here's tonight's lineup. Quarter one, the inaugural podcast. Who am I? What is this podcast you're listening to, and why are we doing it? Quarter two is This Weekend in Park, and an insider tip to help you improve your game. Quarter three, Pro-Am in the NBA 2K League. And quarter four, we'll wrap up the night by talking about recaps in the most recent NBA playoff games. Welcome to quarter one of the game. I'm Neo Mamba Out, and you are here. You're in it. The inaugural, the first, the one of many, hopefully, podcasts, the game. Basically an entertainment, informational, and news for the NBA and NBA 2K. And everything is attached to both those entities. Myself, I'm Neil. I am 28. I'll be 29 this summer. I'm happily married with a beautiful daughter. I love basketball. I grew up in the Michael Jordan era, and I think anybody else like me, if you already like basketball and you saw that guy play, I mean, he's a god, and that's why he's the GOAT for a lot of people. And that's why I fell in love with basketball, and still to this day, years later after his retirement, I still love basketball and just wish I could have made it to the NBA, but I can't! But in NBA 2K, you can. And that's what I think drew me into the game. I started playing in 2K7, liked it a lot. But then when they really fine-tuned where you only control one character, and they really improved Park and the micro storyline in 16 and 17, you know, that's when I got hooked. In 16, I took the leap in competitive play in my Park in Pro-Am. I never did that before, just did the story modes in 15, and never went online. Once I went online and saw that competition, it started to give you the vibe, and I'm on the court, I'm crossing somebody up, I'm dropping them, it's one-on-one, it's my skills versus theirs, and here I am shooting the J in their face. I mean, that's like the best thing you can do if other than getting off your butt right now, and or maybe listen to this on the way to the gym, and go to the rec right now and attempt to do the same things. But you know what? You may be ridiculously good, maybe you're an NBA player listening to this, I doubt it, but if you were, or you might be just another guy like me that loves basketball and is just okay at it. But in NBA 2K, you can be a lot better than that. And I think that's the real beauty of this game. I got really into 16, 17, and currently 18. Made Legend 2, Superstar 2, a bunch of other stuff, good records. We don't need to get into all that. It doesn't really matter. So that's me. Why am I making this? When I first started playing NBA 2K16, it was badge grindy. And I realized right away that there wasn't any good information out there. You know, There was you needed guides back then, right? And to not dive into a bunch of crap that doesn't matter, the point is they weren't out there. They were bad. They were on websites at the top of Google and Bing or whatever your search engine is. You type in NBA 2K16 badges, and here's a bunch of crap. All right? It is disorganized. They'd be like, how many times, if you're listening right now, and you played 17 or especially 16, how many times did you see an article that's like, full badge list and how to unlock them all for NBA 2K? And you open this shit up, and it's missing like four of the personalities. It doesn't have like three of the actual badges you unlock. It tells you the complete wrong way to unlock some of them. And just overall, it's like, oh, wow, well, here's 20 of the, you know, 30-some badges or 40-some, I think, in 17 that you can unlock. It's like, what is this? And then the guides were so inaccurate. And then you go to YouTube. So you're like, okay, well, I got to go to YouTube now because I can't find a guide that's just freaking text on a screen, simple, not 2,000 ads. I don't want to click through crap, and I want it to be right. So you gotta go to YouTube and type in each badge individually or something along those lines, or a badge guide, right? And then a lot of those, it's just, if I'm looking up one badge, how do I get Acrobat? That should be a minute and a half video, maybe two, with your little intro and extra, right? And instead you come to these videos and it's just so annoying, the kids talk forever, like what I'm doing right now, but with no purpose. And you're listening to this podcast to figure out what it's about, I'm telling you. But that is like, you know what it's about. You jumped on there. You want to know how to do Acrobat. You want to know how to get your post score badge. You want your fade ace or whatever it is each year. And you got to listen to some guy blabber on with a really crappy video of him and his mic doing absolutely nothing for 5 minutes of the 10-minute video until you finally find the one clip that shows it. And he might not even give you that good information. So In 17, I got on IGN, I made an account, I made a walkthrough guide that got a ton of heat. We're talking about almost constantly having, you know, 50 to 100 people on it at all times because people wanted information. I gathered all the information. I had a character in 17 that had every single badge in the game. I grinded them all myself, and I knew how to get them the actual way. So I took all those numbers. I took some research from the internet, from other guides. I put it all together and put it on IGN in a walkthrough format without ads, no commitment, could be updated anytime. And there's all the information on how to get all the badges. And I put it on there, and you type, you know, NBA 2K17 badges into Google, and it would not show up. I don't know what page it was on. It was deep in the interwebs. But then eventually it made it to the top. It was like the number two or number one option on Google. If you type in right now, I'm assuming it's the top four, or maybe better. I haven't looked in a long time. If you typed in NBA 2K17 badge guide or badges, there you go. That would be up there. And it would just simple how to do this. So that is this podcast. I want to be entertaining, hopefully. But mainly I want to offer you information. Information on what's happening in the game. Information on new glitches and exploits and issues. For the good, the bad, the ugly, for better, for worse. And also news on the NBA itself. Keeping a little bit of quick tabs to link you back into the NBA if you don't have time to really follow it all the time like you'd like. And to hear some opinion on that news. To hear another conversation is to create a conversation with you, the listeners, on the NBA and on NBA 2K. And I think with the Pro-Am and everything that's happening, we'll get more of that in quarter three. But I think with everything happening, we need this. There needs to be a good podcast. And in the future, I might bring on a co-host. I might have guest stars and other people on. We'll see how far this goes and what it can do. And if this is your first time listening and you're here with me, I want to thank you for listening. And hopefully, this is the start of a great adventure and a very productive piece of entertainment and information in the NBA 2K universe. Quarter number two! Friday, May 4th, is high stakes ante up in the park. And just like normal ante up, way higher rewards. Enough said, right? You want to make that VC, you want to get that money? Well, here's how to do it without buying VC. You can use this money that you make from new pair of Jordans in game or maybe upgrades for your next My Career player. Anyways, if you have the money to gamble, come on out. And if you win big. If you lose, you lose hard. And then Saturday, May 5th, this weekend, NBA Do 3X tournament. Now, head on over to the venue with your squad and get ready. Lock in Saturday morning because if you can win it or be one of the top 10 players, which is all considered winners, not only will you get a slew of accessories and a My Career Do 3X jersey, you're also going to get permanent skill boosts to all your skills. I don't care if you're a 99 or if you're an 85. This is worth it. Skill boosts cost VC. They are a huge boost to your player, hence being skill boosts. If you don't exactly understand what they do this year, let me give you a little insight real quick. You go to the vendor, you talk to Eric, he's out there in front of the Pro-Am walk-on arena, and you buy whatever skill boost that you want. If, let's say, you buy shooting, it's going to add +5 attributes to every single shooting ability that you have. So for instance, if you're open three-point, wide open three-point, is a 72. After a skill boost, it's a 77. That's a huge difference. If your shit's a 65, you've now got a 70. Welcome to your tip of the game. Today, we're going to talk about controller settings. We're going to start off at the very top about absolute. You want control? That's controller settings. That's what this is all about. Do you want to be elite? You got to know how to control your character. Don't let 2K do it for you, and you have to know your moves. Pro stick orientation absolute is going to make sure that when you want to do it behind the back, you do it behind the back, no matter what angle from the hoop you are, or a crossover, or any of your moves. And that's what you want, folks. That's what you want to do. So I recommend putting on absolute, learning how to dribble, learning how to use the right stick effectively for all your different modes, and practicing it. Who to guard? Turn it off. You don't need it. You don't need an arrow telling you who to guard. I know it's going to be confusing, especially in My Career and a little bit in Pro-Am. But I'm telling you, if you want to get to park, turn it off. You're able to switch on screens. It's not going to give you lead defensive assignments. And you're not going to get drugged to the screener when trying to slide a screen to pick up the roller or the pick and roll maestro, I should say. Next, defensive assist and box out assist. Both these things can help you. You need to play with the settings on this. Defensive assist is going to when the game's going to basically help you with intensity D and assist you in defense. I run it on 10. A lot of people run it on 0. I think it's up to you, and you should play with it and figure out how much is too much. Same thing with box out assist. 0 maybe, or maybe you need a little more. You like that it swings you. Whatever you feel the sweet spot is, where you really capitalize on having control and the game assisting you in a way to make you even more deadly. And last, passing. You should be passing with iconing most of the time, but it's a slower process than just passing with A or passing with B or lobbying with Y. So pass target direction and all those other factors in there, you can be switched automatically with your pass target profile. Switch it to direction. Take it off default. This will weight it so that left stick, where you're pointing it, is a higher chance of it going to the right guy. And that's important. If you need to make a quick pass, you hope that it goes to the right guy, and how many times we've all played and it has not. That has been your tip of the game. Let me know if it helps you out any or if you want to hear something new in the future. Quarter three. We're going to very briefly dive into Pro-Am, the 2K League, and everything about it. So this is the first time we talk about it. We're going to go basics. There's 17 teams that are currently in the NBA's fourth league. So now they have the NBA, the WNBA, the G League, and now the NBA 2K League. This is an official league sponsored by the NBA. It's a joint partnership from Take-Two Studios, which is who makes the 2K games, and the NBA. They have partnered, and the NBA themselves is going to be playing professional gamers or paying professional gamers to play this game. Now, the 17 teams that have signed up for the first inaugural season are Boston Celtics, Cleveland Cavaliers, Dallas Mavericks, Detroit Pistons, Golden State Warriors, Indiana Pacers, Memphis Grizzlies, Miami Heat, Milwaukee Bucks, New York Knicks, Orlando Magic, Philadelphia 76ers, Portland Trail Blazers, Sacramento Kings, Toronto Raptors, Utah Jazz, and the Washington Wizards all have a representative in this new fourth E-League for the NBA. It's the first time that a major professional sport has bodied with an E-League to become kind of a hybrid. The 2K season will run for 17 weeks until August. It kicks off May. It kicked off a few days ago, actually, on Tuesday. And after a 15-week regular season, we'll be followed by 2 playoffs and 3 independent tournaments, completing for a total prize pool of $1 million. Every team of those 17 teams, there's 102 players. Each team has 6 members, 5 play at a time with a backup to rotate in and out of games to kind of change the comp and see how people do. Each person is paid between $30,000 and $35,000 with amenities such as housing and other things like food, training, and stuff like that, all provided with that. In the future, what you can hear from this segment, we're going to be talking about the individual league, where it's going, and kind of hopefully as the league develops, we develop on how much we know and what we talk about. I definitely think there's huge areas that Pro-Am can improve upon. What we need to see next year, what they need to do with the streaming of it, the announcers, how it's played, the options that team owners have right now to run drills, run practices, and stuff like that in private matchup. We'll get into all that in the future. But for now, that's the Pro-Am League. It's on right now. Get on Twitch. You can see the games. You're going through the fifth right now. The games are playing. I recommend you check out Cavs Legion in Hood. He put up 41 points and was talking about an NBA TV. About how this elite gamer just destroyed the competition for the Cleveland Cavaliers team. And that's huge. That's national media talking to a real sportscast talking about fake basketball. It's beautiful. Welcome to quarter four, the final quarter. Here's your current standings. Rockets, Utah, 1-1. New Orleans Pelicans, Golden State Warriors, 0-2. Toronto, Cleveland, 0-1. Philadelphia and Boston, 0-1. Recap for you guys the last couple days and what's been happening in these playoffs. The Rockets were firing all cylinders and they played their first game against Utah. But the other night in game two, on their own court, Joe Ingles and the scrappy Jazz got the win to tie up the series. Final score 116-108. The game's heading back to Utah to play in their house this Friday, May 4th on ESPN, where Utah is looking to get an advantage 2-1 over the NBA favorites Harden, Paul, and the Rockets. New Orleans Pelicans played great basketball, and if it wasn't for Steph Curry's return to the lineup in Game 2, they might have stolen that one on the road. But his 28 points off the bench for the Golden State Warriors in just 27 minutes after not playing for more than a month and a half, with a plus or minus of 26, was too much for AD and the crew. Final score, 121-116. Game 3 is also on Friday, May 4th on ESPN. Toronto had a heartbreaking loss to the King and crew from Ohio. Jarrett Smith dropped 20 points on a scorching hot 5-for-6 of deep, and LeBron logged another triple-double on an off-shooting night from behind the arc. That's the 21st playoff triple-double of his career. Final score, 113-112 in overtime. Game 2 is tonight, Thursday, on ESPN. Philadelphia couldn't hit a three-pointer to save its life in its first outing against the Boston Celtics. The team as a whole went 5-for-26 with no one hitting more than two. The depleted Boston Celtics beat the process, 117-101. Game 2 is in Boston tonight on TNT. And to leave this podcast on an end question, who do you think will represent the East this year in the finals? Message me, let me know, comment, add me on Twitter at NeoMambaOut, and let's make a conversation of it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.